God has a special love and compassion for the desperate and the destitute. Philip Yancey, in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace, shares a story told to him by a friend who works with the down and out in Chicago. This is what his friend told him. A prostitute came to me in wretched straits, homeless, sick, unable to buy food for her 2-year-old daughter. Through sobs and tears, she told me she had been renting out her daughter, 2 years old, to men interested in kinky sex. She made more renting out her daughter for an hour than she could earn on her own in a night. She had to do it, she said, to support her own drug habit. I could hardly bear hearing her sordid story. For one thing, it made me legally liable. I'm required to report cases of child abuse. I had no idea what to say to this woman. At last, I asked if she had ever thought of going to a church for help. I will never forget the look of pure, naive shock that crossed her face. Church, she cried. Why would I ever go there? I was already feeling terrible about myself. They just make me feel worse. Those in wretched straits sought out Jesus. They were attracted to Him. They didn't run away from Him. Jesus had an amazing love that attracted the desperate and the destitute. We see two of those desperate people in our gospel text this morning. One was an outsider and one was an insider. The outsider is the Greek woman who comes to Jesus desperately seeking help for her daughter who's possessed by an evil spirit. Jesus had traveled north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. This was Gentile country. He was probably trying to escape the crowds, all the Jewish crowds that constantly sought him out, ran after him, always seeking him. I think Jesus needed some alone time with his Lord, with his Heavenly Father, and time with his disciples. He wanted a little rest. He entered a house and didn't want anyone to know about it, but he couldn't keep his presence there a secret. This Greek woman found out he was there and immediately rushed to the house and fell at Jesus' feet. She begged Jesus to drive out the demon from her daughter. Thus begins a surprising and somewhat shocking conversation. Many have interpreted Jesus' words to this woman as being mean and cruel. But we know that's not the way our Lord dealt with people. Jesus says to this woman, "First let the children eat all they want, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This woman must have known that this Jewish rabbi, Jesus, was ministering to the Jewish people, and that was his priority. She knew that most Jews had nothing to do with Gentiles. But here was this Jew living among them, at least for a while. So she was bold enough to ask him. She also knew that Jesus had said, "First, let the children be fed." But what happens after the children are fed? Jesus is leaving the door open for something more. Then there is the custom of the day. The people of that day did not have forks and knives or napkins. They ate with their hands. And when they were done, they wiped their soiled hands on chunks of bread and threw those scraps to the household dogs. Now, some think that Jesus is using the word dog to demean this woman. And it was a word that was an insult in that day, for most dogs were street dogs, mean and cruel and vicious. But Jesus is using a diminutive Greek word here for dog, and it means the household lap dogs that were like our dogs, loving pets. So this word was not an insult. And then there's the tone of voice that we can't hear in the printed word. But I'm sure his words were said with kindness. Maybe a twinkle in his eye or a smile on his face. I believe Jesus knew that this was a strong woman with a strong faith. And he was giving her a chance to show it. And she did. She said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And Jesus told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." Now, this woman was an outsider to the faith. She was a Gentile who had no claim on the mercy of God. But Jesus gave his grace freely to this woman with no strings attached. He never asked her to believe or to become one of his followers. He just gave her the grace of God. This is a foretaste of Jesus' love being spread throughout the world after his death and resurrection. Then Jesus traveled back down to Galilee. And there he heals a Jewish man, an insider. This man was deaf and unable to speak clearly. He was in a desperate situation too. Without the ability to communicate, his life would have been so hard. No hearing aids, no signing to aid communication. This man would have been cut off from most relationships. Jesus takes this man aside and with great sensitivity and amazing compassion, he heals him. Two desperate people are healed by our Lord. It shows us the heart of God. He has a special love for those who are down and out. And this is the way that we must all approach our God. We are the down and out. We think we're well off. Most of us are pretty secure financially and lived pretty comfortably. Most of us, most of the time, have our lives pretty well together. But spiritually, we are desperate. Do you remember Jesus' words on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5? "Blessed are the poor in spirit." The words in Greek mean absolute poverty. Someone who's gone bankrupt. We are the bankrupt who have nothing spiritually to bring to God's table. No goodness or righteousness within us. We are spiritually, desperately poor. "Blessed are those that mourn," Jesus says. Again, the Greek is an extreme word. It means extreme mourning. We must come to God with great sorrow for our sins. We must fall on our feet before the Lord and plead for His mercy. We are sinners desperately in need of a Savior. So we need to come to God in desperation. We desperately need God's love and forgiveness. And that is the only thing that will give our life meaning and purpose and hope for the future. And in Jesus Christ, we have received all that we need. Jesus brings us out of desperation into joy and hope and a bright future. Our task is to find ways to bring God's love to those who are desperate in this world. Like that prostitute that Philip Yancey mentioned in his book. If they won't come to church, we need to go to them somehow. That's one reason why I love our Family Promise ministry. We are able to share the love of Jesus with people who are down and out, homeless, in some pretty desperate situations. Praise God for His grace that saves each of us in our desperate state and brings us the hope and the joy of His salvation. And may His grace fill this world and touch the lives of all the desperate people out there. Would you join me in prayer? We know the evil one has been defeated by You, Lord Jesus. But this world is still evil and hurting. There are so many people who don't know You, who don't know Your love, who don't have the power of Your Spirit working within them, who are in truly desperate situations. Lord, help us to find ways to reach them with the gospel, to reach them with Your love. Because it's only Your love that is the solution to their desperation. And really, everyone who doesn't know You as Lord and Savior is desperate. They are lost. We pray that Your love will fill this world with light and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.